This podcast is brought to you by fin24.com.
Welcome to Unzipped, fin24.com's technology podcast. My name is Simon Dingle. In today's show, we chat about gadgets with Svetlana Doneva, and our gadget of the week is a Kingston SSD hard drive. We'll tell you why that's exciting, because I know it doesn't sound like it, in a moment. But first, we talk about security on computers, and more specifically on Apple Macs, because there seems to be a perception out there that you don't need security software on a Mac. We're going to chat to the CEO of ESET South Africa, Justin Stanford. They've recently launched security software for the Mac, and we'll find out from Justin exactly why you need it and more about ESET. So without further ado, yes, Justin Stanford. So Justin, before we take a closer look at the products that you've announced, tell us more about ESET as a company.
So ESET is, that's a good question. You blindsided me with that one. ESET has been around since the late 80s. It originated in Eastern Europe, in Slovakia, and it's still headquartered in the city of Bratislava. And ESET have been working on innovative cutting-edge antivirus products for nearly two decades now. And we introduced ESET's product line to Southern Africa about 7 years ago. And the company has shown fantastic growth across quite a few countries down here. And I think primarily due to the sheer quality and strength of the product. So we've seen very, very high adoption rates and very, very high retention rates as well. We've got a strong focus on customer service, delivered in two languages locally, not from overseas. So we have fantastic service ratings as well. And I believe that in this age of many, many security threats coupled with many, many competing security product offerings, what people want is something that's effective, fast, and most importantly, lightweight on their system resources. And all of ESET's products deliver that in spades.
Okay, now you've just launched a series of, well, a product called Cybersecurity that's available for PC and Mac. I received a copy of your Mac version to try out. Now, a common reaction when you talk to people about viruses on Apple Macs is that they don't need antivirus software. You don't get viruses on a Mac.
Yeah, just a correction. ESET Cybersecurity is actually our Mac-specific product. It's our Mac consumer product.
Okay.
In fact, we had a discussion with Apple before this product was put together. And in fact, because of the resistance of Apple Mac customers to anything called antivirus, due to the belief that there's no such thing as viruses for Macs, Apple told us that they have a new policy and they're not accepting or they're not endorsing any more antivirus products, and they're not going to be listing any antivirus products in their stores going forward. So it was agreed with them that we would produce something a bit more forward-thinking and a bit more different that suited the Mac customer, suited the Apple look and feel, and felt like a fit, and that actually, you know, delivered in terms of the security needs of Mac users. So ESET Cybersecurity is the result. We've specifically avoided calling it antivirus, and it is certainly more than antivirus. In terms of why one might need such a thing for a Mac, because there is this common belief that Apple Macs are completely invulnerable. And I think that is firstly somewhat of a false sense of security that has been created. It's really a legacy thing, because in the past, Macs were very much a niche platform and didn't make up a large proportion of computers out there. Now, Apple have told us in their last quarter results that 20% of all PCs sold in the US, 20% are Apple Macs, which is huge. So OS X's uptake is now far higher than it ever has been before. And in fact, virus sample labs are now seeing in the hundreds of samples submitted today as possible Mac malware, as opposed to, say, thousands or tens of thousands of samples for the PC platform. So in relative terms, still much smaller, but it's starting to become significant as the Mac platform is becoming much more prevalent. The other thing is that Mac users are increasingly, unwittingly becoming carriers of Windows malware. The other day, someone put a USB memory stick in my computer, in my Mac, and it popped up instantly. Cybersecurity popped up and said, hey, it's found this infection. So we're seeing a lot of mixed OS environments where Macs, because there's no antivirus on the Mac, it just goes unnoticed and then it reinfects the rest of the network as so the memory stick gets passed around. So, you know, there's quite a few uses for security software on Mac. We're very much taking a more holistic view. It's not just typical legacy virus threats that are out there. You know, there's a lot of new types of threats from phishing emails to various different things that are happening out there. You know, a lot of people think that the OS X platform just isn't conducive to, you know, worms and the old school kinds of viruses spread on their own. But a lot of malware these days actually rely on getting the user to do something silly, unwittingly, such as to click on a link or accept something. And it's just as easy to get a user to do that on OS X as it is on Windows. But and once the user has authorized something, you know, you can do whatever you like.
Surely that's more of an education problem, though, from the user perspective. Is that really something that can be tackled with software?
You've actually hit the nail on the head. That's exactly the approach that ESET has taken. It's a combined approach that's needed, because users, you can only expect so much of your users at the end of the day. And a user wants to just get on a computer and use it. They don't want to have to think too much about, you know, what should or shouldn't I do. But education goes a long way. So ESET have actually developed a complete training course, which is being supplied complimentary along with the purchase of ESET Cybersecurity. It's an online course which essentially aims to educate users about exactly all of those aspects. So it's very much, you know, a holistic view at how do we look at preventing these kinds of threats. And user education is probably the most lacking, the most lacking thing that we see in companies and at home all around the country.
Okay. Now, you said that there was more to the software than just antivirus, so what else does it do?
Okay, so to start with, we've got more products coming soon which will focus on things like looking at your network traffic and looking at what's coming in terms of your email, in terms of spam and phishing. For now, the product has our ThreatSense Advanced Heuristic Scanning Engine, which is an incredible technology that served us really well in the last decade. It's able to proactively detect new kinds of threats quite uniquely with an incredible level of accuracy. So we not only have a scanning engine that uses samples to check for known malware, what the ThreatSense engine is able to do is to sort of test run or simulate running bits of code in a little virtual environment to see what it does and identify if it exhibits any kind of threatening behavior. And if it does, it's then able to proactively block it and ask you if you want to allow it or disallow it and submit it to the ESET Virus Labs for analysis. So this is, you know, fantastic for identifying new kinds of threats that, you know, we haven't been able to discover yet. And so this kind of proactivity in the past has allowed our customers to be prevented from being infected by all kinds of new, very, very fast-moving outbreaks in the past on the Windows platform. And now it's being introduced on the Mac platform. So I guess we'll see how it does.
That was Justin Stanford, CEO of ESET in South Africa. Now it's time for our weekly gadget chat, and joining us for that, as always, is Svetlana Doniva, our multimedia editor at fin24.com. Hi, Svetlana.
Hi, Simon. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And you?
I'm fine, thank you. What do you have for me today?
So the gadget I've been playing with this week, and it's a lot more exciting than it sounds, is a solid-state hard drive from Kingston.
Oh my gosh, a hard drive. Yeah. So what is so exciting about it?
Well, this is the next generation of hard drive technology. Now, in the old days, hard drives used to consist of spinning platters and a head that moved above them. So they were all made of moving parts, which meant that there was quite a bit that could go wrong with them. Solid-state hard drives use the same technology as RAM and as the flash sticks, USB sticks that everybody carries around.
Okay.
So you're storing your information on a solid-state, on chips essentially, instead of on conventional hard drive platter technology. It's a lot safer, it's a lot more robust, and it's a lot faster. So if you put one of these drives into your laptop, it's actually quite amazing the speed increase you get. They also last virtually forever. So
if they're so much more fabulous than hard drives, hard disks,
yes,
why isn't everybody using them?
Well, the technology is still quite expensive. The sort of The price points at the moment start at about 128 gig drive will cost you about 3,000 rand.
Okay.
There are 64 gig drives too, but they're a bit too small for practical use, I think. They go up to about 512 gigs, and that will cost you about 12,000 rand. So that's very expensive technology, but it has started coming down. And at 3,000 rand for 128 gig, it's becoming a component that people are starting to consider. So I think over the next year and a bit, we're going to see solid state drives really becoming affordable. And the Kingston drive I've been using has made an amazing difference to my computer.
Now, tell me about the speed. How does hard disk compare to solid state?
Well, I'm not going to give the numbers, but you can you experience it almost immediately. I'm testing it in my MacBook Pro, and I push the power button, for example, and it's a few seconds, and I'm at the login screen. It's just you open applications like Word, for example, on my Mac, it opens almost instantaneously. It really does make a big speed increase. Also, I get about an extra hour's worth of battery life because the solid state drives use less power. So it's a pretty significant upgrade in terms of your computer, and if you can afford it, it's definitely worth looking at.
Well, thanks so much, Simon.
Cool. And that's our gadget chat for this week with Svetlana Donova, our multimedia editor at fin24.com. And that's it for this week's episode of Unzip. Thanks for listening. I'm Simon Dingle for fin24.com.